And I'm Dan Friedel.
This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. Hamas says it's sending a delegation to Egypt as soon as possible to continue talks on the latest sign of progress and the fragile ceasefire process. Group Supreme Leader Ismail Haniyeh said that Thursday he had spoken to Egypt's intelligence chief, and Hamas negotiators would travel to Cairo to complete the ongoing discussions with the aim of working toward an agreement. But chances are the for a deal are entangled with the question of whether Israel can accept an end to the war without reaching its stated goal of destroying Hamas. The stakes in the ceasefire negotiations remain clear in a new UN report that said if the war in Gaza stops today, it will still take until 2040 to rebuild. A top UN official says a hard-hit northern Gaza is now in full-blown famine after more than 6 months of war between Israel and Hamas and severe Israeli restrictions on food deliveries to the Palestinian territory. Cindy McCain, the American director of the UN World Food Program, is the most prominent international official so far to declare that trapped civilians in the most cut-off part of Gaza had gone over the brink into famine. She says a ceasefire and a greatly increased flow of aid through land and sea routes is essential to confronting the growing humanitarian catastrophe in Gaza, home to 2.3 million people. McCain spoke to NBC's Meet the Press in an interview to air on Sunday. Ukrainian energy workers are struggling to repair the damage from intensifying airstrikes aimed at pulverizing Ukraine's energy grid. They worry they will lose a race to prepare for winter unless allies come up with air defense systems to stop Russian missiles from reaching their targets. At one plant that was damaged last week, the manager says that there is one thing they need the most, and that's Patriot missiles. Associated Press on Thursday visited an energy plant days after it was damaged in a cruise missile attack. This is VOA News. The historic Kashan Bazaar in central Iran once sat on a major caravan route, its silk carpets known the world over. But for the weavers trying to sell their rugs under its ancient arches, their world has only unraveled since the collapse of Iran's nuclear deal with world powers and wider tensions with the West. Two decades ago, rug exports were worth more than $2 billion a year. They plummeted to less than $50 million in the 12 months that ended in March, with fewer tourists and more difficulties in making international transactions. Ukraine, trade, and investment are expected to dominate Chinese leader Xi Jinping's first trip to Europe in 5 years, which starts in France Monday. Last year, on a visit to Beijing, French President Emmanuel Macron courted controversy by saying France would not necessarily always align with the U.S. in foreign policy, an apparent reference to U.S. support for the self-governing Republic of Taiwan, which China claims as its own territory. Xi's stop in France will be followed by visits to Hungary and Serbia, both of which are seen as China-friendly and close to Russia. Canadian police say that they arrested three suspects in a slaying of a Sikh separatist leader last June that became the center of a diplomatic spat with India. They're investigating possible ties between the detainees and the Indian government. Police say that the three suspects are Indian nationals in their 20s who were arrested in Edmonton, Alberta on Friday morning. Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau sparked a diplomatic feud with India in September when he said that there were credible allegations of Indian involvement in the slayings. And of Najjar, Indian had accused Najjar of links to terrorism, but angrily denied involvement in that slaying. Roughly 100,000 immigrants who were brought to the U.S. as children are expected to enroll in the Affordable Care Act's health insurance next year. Under a directive, the Biden administration released Friday, the move took longer than promised to finalize and falls short of President Joe Biden's initial proposal to allow those migrants to sign up for Medicaid, the health insurance program that provides nearly free coverage for the nation's poorest people. But it will allow thousands of migrants to access tax breaks when they sign up for coverage after the Affordable Care Act's marketplace enrollment opens November 1st, just days ahead of the presidential election. A Maryland transportation official says the state plans to rebuild the key bridge in just over 4 years at an estimated cost between $1.9 billion. Transportation Department spokesman David Bartlett continued, says the continued authorities also announced late Wednesday that they have a body.